Track 17. Now to our final piece from Mike Liggins. The TV star talks about how coffee has moved on from the days of mellow birds.
The Liggins family has just acquired a Sage Barista Express for making a proper cup of coffee. My son Harry and wife Jeanette bought it from Facebook Marketplace for an undisclosed fee. We already had a machine for making posh coffee, so I wasn't thrilled about the idea of yet another appliance taking up space in our little kitchen, but now it's here, I can see why a coffee lover might want a super duper Sage. For starters, it's a thing of beauty, all dials and knobs and shiny chrome. It makes great noises, great smells, and if you do it right, a great cup of coffee. Harry is into coffee in a big way. He worked in a cafe during his university days and had some barista training. And the Sage Barista Express is his new toy, really. He also went out and bought the right coffee beans and one or two accessories to make sure he could do the job right. Harry is particularly proud of his spring-loaded Normcore tamper. And just in case you're not up with the coffee-making lingo, a tamper is a thing for pressing the ground coffee into the porter filter. Oh yes, and the porter filter is the... forget it. Life's too short. The world has changed, hasn't it? We all love a posh coffee now, and unsurprisingly, Norfolk appears to be particularly good at it. It wasn't like this when I were a lad, of course. You might get a milky coffee in a cafe, but that was almost certainly made with instant coffee from a jar. Mellow Birds, anyone? I've just Googled it, and you can still buy Mellow Birds, apparently. Wonders will never cease. Back in the day, you could also buy coffee in a brown plastic cup from a machine, and it was truly foul. We had a machine at my first radio station, and when I was on the night shift, I used to have two or three cups. Looking back, I don't think there was any coffee involved in the process, just a little pile of weird powder at the bottom of the cup, to which the machine added some scalding hot water. Don't think I've been the same since, frankly. Harry's favourite coffee shop is probably Strangers on Pottergate in Norwich, and I can see why. The coffee is good, and so is the vibe. On a recent visit, I had a decaf flat white. I go a bit peculiar if I have too much caffeine. And a pastel de nata. No wonder we don't have custard tarts anymore. The Portuguese are world beaters at custard-based pastries. The staff at Strangers are chirpy and super cool. The two male baristas on this occasion both had interesting facial hair and jaunty headgear. I'm guessing a beanie hat, even in the height of summer, is compulsory. The clientele is also interesting. People of all ages, and I presume all walks of life. There's a man in the corner with earphones, having an animated work conversation with someone on his laptop. A youngish couple who are quite touchy-feely and very much in love. A man with a dog. A mother and daughter and another cool guy busily tapping away on his laptop. Tech features prominently with everyone chatting away and then checking their socials. So half an hour in Strangers is a bit strange, but a lovely way to spend time people watching. And this is how we live now. Meanwhile, back in our kitchen, Harry has created a coffee station. The new Sage Barista Express is the centrepiece of this arrangement, but there is also other coffee-making paraphernalia, including a little tub for dumping the spent coffee granules in. It's called a knock box, apparently. So that's another column done. High time I had a little break and a quick cuppa. Disappointingly, I don't know how to work the new machine yet, so until Harry gets home, it's going to be a nice cup of tea. Milk and one sugar, since you asked.
And that brings us to the end of this October edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed hearing a little of the people and places around the county. Our thanks go to contributors Nick Aitchison, Chris Armstrong, Lily Barker, Chris Brett of the Nelson Society, Samantha Fraser, Judy Geeter and Connor Mark Jameson, to our readers John Francis, Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldry and Maggie Secker, and to our sound recordist Catherine Rose. So from me, your editor Sarah Lusher, goodbye for now.